بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة وعلاه وأعوذ بالله من شرور الأنفس ومن سيئات الأعمال من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة خلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أيها الذين أمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري أهل العقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Our session today is about knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this topic is one of the most important topic we're dealing with it in this series of softening of the heart. Can I get water, please? Water. With the softening of the heart, because it is the key of how our heart can be subtle and softened. If you don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't get to know Him, if we don't connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing in our lives will be worth of anything. Therefore, this is the key for any one of us to change their life and to improve the situation and get it better with the level of iman or ihsan is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's many ways a person can use to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, inshallah, we're going to go over certain things that may help us to try to achieve this goal. Of course, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, JazakAllah khair ya akhi. It's the purpose of all of this series. Now, I will ask myself and you that to use four ways to get to know Allah. Major resource that we use to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, we have to all of us get to the habit of recitation of Holy Quran. Reading Quran daily. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to all of us in the Holy Quran. Every single one of us have been addressed and talked to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in this holy books of Quran. Second, we would like to do contemplation and reflection in Allah's creation to appreciate what He made and created before us and for us. Third, appreciation of His bounty upon us. Every single one of us that cannot count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. And the fourth is a reflection of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has 99 names, attributes, reflecting on the sifat and asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'd like to take one ayah from the Holy Quran. This ayah, Rasulullah ﷺ called it Sayyidat Ayatul Quran. If there's a master ayah all the ayat of the Quran, it's this ayah what Rasulullah ﷺ meant by this. This Ayatul Kursi. That we were asked to recite it at the end of each salah. We asked to recite it before we go to sleep. Because often, if you do that, shaitan will stay away from us. Shaitan, be away from us. I would like to use the ayat al-kursi as a way to contemplate, to reflect, and all of us with full heart in, you know, contemplation and reflections, we would like to think about this ayah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it describe his beautiful attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah began the ayah by a statement. He said the statement, Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah, there is no God but He. This word ilah means the one worth to be worshipped. It's a very important word of anyone who would like to know Allah, to know what it is all about, the word ilah, uluhiyah. Because to have an ilah, that means you love Him, you obey Him, you fear Him, you connect yourself with Him. Anything that in life that we love, we fear, in the level that equal to Allah or more than Allah, it become our God. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word ilah in many ayat to describe the deities people have taken other than Him. For example, our whims and desires. Could people use it as ilah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى. Do you see the person who have taken his desire, her whims as ilah? Meaning that a person made their desire is a criteria. If I love it, if I like it, I would do it. If it doesn't feel good, I will not do it. That has become the criteria, the desire, the whims. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some people have taken money as God. Rasulullah sallam said, ta'is abdul dinar, ta'is abdul dirham, ta'is abdul qatifa. When people become attached to materialism, materialism become ilah. Worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human being, celebrities, great people, people can love them, even they can commit suicide because somebody died. One of them died, people lose their life. Because the love was so great to a human being. They gave their life to that human being who doesn't recognize them. I might be living in Herndon, and this basketball player in Chicago dies, and a person commits suicide in Herndon, he doesn't know who that person is. But the capture, the love of that person becomes so great in that person's heart to the extent that he thinks that person is worth it to give their life for. And it happened even in Muslim countries. When some of the, you know, singers and so forth died, some people jumped from the bridge. Therefore, ilah is the one that being worshipped by people. In America, they use this concept. They say that he's been idolized, been worshipped. Meaning that being loved to the extent that people don't think and see anyone except that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah, there is no God worthy of worship. No one is worthy of being worshipped except Him. Why is that? Allah is saying, Allah, there is no God but He. La ilaha illa Hu. And this Hu, by the way, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see it many, many times in the Quran. And here meant He. But here refer also to the ilah. There's no deity being worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the ilah should be worshipped. And what is the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah? Allah la ilaha illa hu. Brothers and sisters, Allah says, I'm going to give you a criteria in this ayah to get to know me, and again said, check anyone else. Again is this criteria, check anyone else. See if anyone in the position to be deserved to worship other than me. because the rest of this ayah is qualifying this statement of La ilaha illa hu. First, Allah is ever living, Al-Hayy. Anything that we think other than Allah dies. Anything that becomes greater in our heart and our mind, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that thing perish. If you look to something beautiful, if you see in a car or a building or a human being, anything that captures our heart and our soul, the first thing comes to our mind, is it Al-Hayy? Is this thing ever living? Is it everlasting? Is this internal? No. First criteria, Al-Hayy. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses of Quran says, كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Everything shall perish. Everything have to come to an end except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said in Quran, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul shall taste death. And this soul, brothers and sisters, is not something, a soul. It's my soul. It's your soul. Will taste death. Everything that we see around us to come an end. If that's the fact, then when you get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have that in our mind. He's Al-Hayy, ever living. Ever living. Second, Allah said, Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum. Those are the names of Allah. Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum. Qayyum means the one who sustains the universe. And we say Qayyum, I would like you to personalize it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, does not sustain only every cell of our body. You know how many cells we have in this body? From head to toe? Can you count them?
Millions.
Millions of cells. You know how many electrons and neutrons in our bodies? You know how many fish in this universe? How many microbes? How many germs? How many bacteria? How many any other creation? How many stars? Who's good in astronomy? How many stars in the universe? Yeah?
Billions.
Billions of stars? How many stars are there in the Milky Way? Which is the solar system existing. How many stars in the Milky Way? How many stars? Millions of stars in the Milky Way. In it, one galaxy. How many galaxies are there? There's billions of stars. Billions. And the sun we see is a medium star. A medium star. That's so close to us. You know when they talk to us every day that temperature is 90? Today, if you walked on the street and the midday, you would be sweating. Because the medium star is so bright. This earth we live in, brothers and sisters, how much of it do we inhabit? All of this noise we make, all of us, with all these nations, 25% of it only being occupied by human being. The rest of it is water. There is more fish than human being on the face of earth. All of this problem we have, 25%. Within it, we have continents, like North America. Within the continent, we have a country called United States. With the United States, we have a state called Virginia. Within Virginia, we have county called Loudoun. Within Loudoun, we have a city called Stirling. Within Stirling, we have a building called Adams. In Adams, we have room. Can we locate ourselves in the universal map? And when you talk about majesty, when you talk about the greatness, Allah said, Al-Qayyum. Is it Maghrib time?
Yes.
Okay, we need to call it then. Inshallah, we'll stop here and then we'll continue after Maghrib. I was saying that before the Maghrib, we say that in order for us to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to consult the Quran. Because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us who is He. He talked about Himself. And as made the selection of this ayah as one of the ayahs you need to contemplate on. And I said before it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the ayah by saying, Allahu la ilaha illahu. There's no God but He, worthy of worship. And I said there's many ilah, there's many aliha that people worshipped in this dunya. Whether ilah power, in prestige, ilah of money, ilah of materialism, of whims and desires, loving someone because they're famous or beautiful, to the level that they worship them. As we're gonna see also in this class today, what do we mean by worshiping? And anyone that it becomes so great in our eyes, we have to examine that person against the following criteria Allah put in this beautiful ayah, Ayat al-Kursi. And I said one of the first thing Allah said after La ilaha illahu, He said Al-Hayy. One of the attributes of Allah is ever living. And nothing that is capture our soul and our eyes or become fascinated with is safe forever. No matter how powerful we are, how much prestige we have, how much wealth we have to die. The fact that the day we were born, our birthday, also being marked with it, our death day. Every one of us has to come to that fact. Not only human being, but everything else in the universe shall perish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kullu shay'in halik. Everything will perish, illa wajha, illa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except Allah. Therefore, anyone or anything that we think that is, we love so much, become dear to our heart so much, we need to examine it. And again, is this first criteria? Is it lasting? Can it last for good? Can we last for good? Al-Hayy. And I was talking about Al-Qayyum, and I gave you these examples of this universe. How many stars, how many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this universe, and Allah sustained every one of them. Brothers and sisters, when we woke up in the morning, Allah has sustained the soul of every one of us sitting here. Give it life back. Every single one of us. Allah sustains us as we go to sleep tonight. And when we wake up in the morning, He's the one who's sustaining us. Al-Qayyum. He does not only watch human beings. He watches every other creature that's in this universe. The billions of stars, the billions of electrons and neutrons, the billions of cells. I gave example today in Jum'ah, the brothers in Maryland. I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحَ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتِبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Say, with Allah, with Him, the keys of the treasure of the unseen, الغيب, مفاتيح الغيب. No one knows it except Him, لا يعلمها إلا هو. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. He knows whatever takes place in heaven, in this universe. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever takes place on earth. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Allah says there's no falling of a leaf from a tree that Allah does not take account of it. Exercise. Take a chair,
any one of us, in the fall or the summer or the winter, especially in the fall when the leaves start falling from the trees, if you have a house, take a chair and sit in your backyard. Watch one tree, not two trees, one tree. From the morning until next morning, and count how many leaves that fall from the tree. With the condition, you don't go to bathrooms, you don't go to sleep, you don't take a meal, just staring at a tree. One tree, not two trees, one tree. Watch it 24 hours, I'm not saying 7 days a week. 24 hours, watch that leaves, count them, how many of them, and then calculate. And tell me, brothers and sisters, or come, let us tell each other how we feel after that experience of 24 hours watching one tree, watching the leaves fall from it. Is our Ilah, our God, our Lord, watch every single leaves falling from a tree. But that does not distract him. He listened to Aisha and Muhammad and Ali, who said, Ya Allah, he listened at the same time. He watched their blood going in their veins. He watched the cells in their bodies. He watched the electron and neutron in every atom in the universe. He watched every fish, every bacteria, every microbe, every germs. Every fish, every bird. This is our Lord. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. Every stars, every ant. You know what our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? This man's heart is full of belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah la yasma'u دبيب النملة السمراء في الصخرة الصماء في الليلة الظلماء. He said, Allah hear the walking of an ant in a rock, walking on a rock in a dark night. Notice that an ant. Because nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the universe, He doesn't watch. Nothing He created in the universe, He is not observing. He's al-qayyum. Who has the power then? Who is worthy to be worshipped? Who worth our love and our fear more than Him? La ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. Brothers and sisters, as He does that, He made all of us. You know, in United States, they say, be careful the place being watched by a civilian camera. What do you call it? Those cameras?
Security.
Surveillance camera. Is that true? Brothers and sisters, do you know each one of us have a civilian camera, and each one of us, the world being taped? Do you know the President of the United States, the King of Arabia, every single person being watched? Whatever they do, when they stand, when they sit, when they talk, when they walk? Because Allah is al-Qayyum. La ilaha illa hu, al-hayy al-Qayyum. Ever living. The sustainer of the universe. He watched all of that. He sees all of that. As you sit here, what's taking place in your house now, brother?
I don't know.
What's taking place in this street, just down there? Yes, sir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing that takes place in the universe at the same time. Not only that, do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala read your thoughts, all of us? What in our mind while sitting here? What is in our heart? He says in Quran, ولقد خلقنا الإنسان. We have created man, created all of us. ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه. We know the whispering of himself. You know, when we sit in our room and have thoughts, and we entertain the thought that says, you know, inshallah, maybe tomorrow I will go to Starbucks and have a coffee, and perhaps I'm going to give Yasir Saeed a call. And then somebody said, oh, what are you, are you thinking about something? No, everything is fine. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our thoughts. He says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَوْ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَحْذَرُوهُ. Very powerful. Allah said, Allah knows what inside you, be careful of him. فَحْذَرُوهُ يَعْلَوْ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. What inside, the thoughts, the feeling, he knows it. And that's why if somebody feeling pain and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their head, Allah will answer their dua. Said, if somebody just sits and said inside themselves, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help me. Allah hear that. Al-Qayyum. I just gave you this exercise and I give myself the same exercise. That we cannot for 24 hours watch one tree without need to go to sleep, without need to go to bathrooms, without need to eat. Allah yet said, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He watched every single one of them, day and night, every second, every minute, because no sleep, no slumber overtaken him. Sina, you do like this, 1 second. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Can you imagine this? You know, I heard one time one of the head of the state of one country said, they woke me up and they told me what happened. And I was so disturbed by it. That means he was sleeping. He's in charge, but he has to go to sleep. He asked somebody else to do something. And then he has to be informed. Sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. And that's why if a person make dua in the middle of the night, when everyone is asleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hay, al-qayyum, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. You know, Rabi' al-Adawiyya, she has a thief. A thief came to her home, jumped the wall, took all the stuff in her house. She woke up, her husband said, there's a man in our home. The husband captured the thief. He said, why are you here? Say, you know why I'm here. I took your stuff, about to leave. Rabi'a said, radiallahu anha, she said, she asked her husband, said, can I talk to him? Many people that think that Rabi' al-Adawiyya will never get married. This is not true, by the way, for your confirmation. She said, can I talk to him? She said, why you came at night? She said, because you were asleep. She said, don't you know that our Lord does not sleep? Don't you know our Lord does not sleep? My Lord and your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you sneak at night, speaking to the young people, when you do something at home, when we think that there's no one watching the internet except us, when we think that we're closing our room, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. This is a fact. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To Allah belongs whatever you see on earth, everything you see on it. And to Him belongs whatever you see in the only thing that you can see in the heaven, in the universe. How much do you know about the universe? That much. You know, the astronomer says we know our knowledge about the universe is like a dot. Just dot. Allah said He owns the universe. When you talk about rich people, person who has money and wealth, and who as human being who get fascinated by wealth. Rich and famous, tapes and movies. I said today during Jum'ah, I was in the metro one time. And I heard two people talking. And a man talking to a lady, he said, you know, he has more money than God, or he's richer than God. You hear that expression in America? Materialism, materialistic society, people say use that expressions. Some people. We know that so many people don't believe in that also. Because people think that when a person has so much money, you become God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, is this criteria? Bring the richest person on the earth. See if he dies or not. He has to be ever living. See if he can sustain whatever he has without going to sleep. Do you know that some people get so stressed about work, about sustaining things, because they don't have this qayyum, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This infinity of being qayyum is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see if they don't, if they stay without going to sleep. See if they own more than what Allah owns. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs whatever it is on earth, whatever it is on heaven. Is our Allah, God, our Ilah, isn't He Al-Ghani? Yes. Self-sufficient? Can you think about anyone richer than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْعَ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one influence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one influence Him because He's self-sufficient. He doesn't need us. That's why Rasulullah said in the beautiful hadith, said Allah said, Ya ibadi, O my servants, لَوْ أَنَّ إِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ. If all the jinn and human and all of you كانوا على أدقى قلب رجل واحد منكم, if they become all of them the most pious people, all the jinn, all human, ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيء, that will never increase my majesty. I'm Allah with you or without you. ولو أن إنسكم وجنكم. If all of you human beings, Americans, Asian, African, all the people of continents, gather in one side and say we're going to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of us will prostrate, none of us make sujood, no one will pray to Him. مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِن مُلْكِ الشَّيْءٍ. That will not decrease my kingdom, my majesty. يَا عِبَادِي إنكم لم تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. You will never be in position to benefit me. ولن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني. You will never be in a position to harm me. Finished. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who can intercede before Him except His permission? As tomorrow, I will talk about knowing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will contemplate in this shafa'ah. Is one of the people that Allah gave them permission to speak in the Day of Judgment. Is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he prostrate before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sujood. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, raise your head. You will get the shafa'ah. Oh Muhammad, ashfa' to shafa'. Speak, your intercession will be accepted. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم Allah telling all of us, He knows our past, our history, our coming before what's coming after. What we have done in the past, what we're going to do in the future. He knows it. They say knowledge is power. Allah has the infinite knowledge about every single one of us. Brothers, they tell you in the United States, do not throw trash where your social security, it is there in one of the receipts or one of the paper. Am I correct?
You're right.
Why is that?
Somebody may steal your information.
Somebody might steal your information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs social security? Need to check Muhammad's social security, Muhammad Mahdi's social security? Does he need to check George Bush's social security? Does he need to check anyone's social security? No, he doesn't. There's no single human being living this earth or lived in this earth, will be born in this earth, Allah does not know anything about them. Every single thing. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. You know how powerful this knowledge is? Allah gave us an example in Surah Al-Mujadala. He said, and this is the name As-Sami'. You know, each name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's explanation for it in ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the manifestation of those names in ayat of the Quran. He says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُ. Allah said there's no three people come to an office or sit in a place where they think that having private conversation. Only three of them. Without Allah be their fourth. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. Except him be the fourth. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. There's no five people sit among themselves, have private talk. Without Allah be the sixth. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرُ. There's no two people be sitting having private talk among themselves. Without Allah being their third. And there's no 7 or 8 or 9 or 20 or 100 having any kind of conference or any talk among themselves without Allah monitoring and listening and hearing what they say. You know, to make it personal to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasul sallam started, a lady came to him complaining about her husband, or came to Rasul sallam to explain her dispute with her husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasul sallam, what? قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the conversation you had last night, the day before, Allah have heard the conversation. And I'm Allah telling you what to tell the lady. You see, the personalized things, and that's why Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, this lady stopped him on the street and become an old lady. And the companions, they wanted to talk to him. Umar radiallahu anhu stood and she was talking to him for a long, long time. The companion says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, or the leaders of the believers, this lady have taken you from us. It took a long time to talk to this lady. So Umar ibn al-Khattab say, Wayhakum, woe to you. You don't know who she? It is the woman that Allah said to Rasul, Allah have heard the conversation of that lady with you. If Rasul have listened to her, if Allah said that Allah have heard her, how about Umar giving her some time? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, some people will be completely surprised. If we don't know Allah, if we underestimate Him, if we don't know, give Him the respect He deserves, some people will be shocked in the Day of Judgment. With the details they kept in the record. You're talking about computer, brothers and sisters? Forget about it. There's something amazing, unbelievable. Allah says, إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. we are copying exactly what we have done. Istinsakh means to copy things like the origin. Everything. Everything we do is been istinsikhat. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. The record was established. فَتَرَى الْمُدْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. Those who are wrong themselves, they become worried what is in the book, the record. Why? وَيَقُلُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. They say, woe to us. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's wrong with this book? What about this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. This book, what is this about this book? It does not miss anything, whether it's so small or so big. It is in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Everything is written. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ. And no one can encompass the knowledge of Allah. You know, when Musa alayhi salam was asked, Ya Musa, who is the most knowledgeable person on the face of the earth? Musa is Kalimullah. He talks to Allah directly without Jibreel. Musa alayhi salam thought, I am Kalimullah. Allah talked to me directly. Who can have more knowledge than me? He said, me. I'm the most knowledgeable now. And Allah took him to a retreat. He sent him with Al-Khidr alayhi salam. You know Surah Al-Kahf. You know Al-Khidr alayhi salam told Musa alayhi salam, when they were in the ship, a bird came and took a drop of water and flew away. Khidr alayhi salam said to Musa alayhi salam, my knowledge and your knowledge, compared to Allah's knowledge, like that drop of water that bird took from this ocean or the sea. ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه وفوق كل ذي علم عليم. Above everyone who is knowledgeable, someone more knowledgeable than them. We should not be arrogant. We think that we know it all. يعلم ما علم الله is infinite, absolute. ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, then he said about his throne. Talk about the universe. You know, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, heaven and earth compared to the arsh of Allah like a ring. If you have your wedding ring, look at it. If you have engagement ring, look at it. If you have any ring, look at it. That ring, imagine it in the big desert. You throw a ring like that, small ring, in a big desert. Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa said, the whole universe compared to the arsh, like a ring you throw in the desert. Human beings have big mouth. We talk a lot. We think we. We need to humble ourselves. When we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shrink. We shrink to the extent that we cannot see our shadow. We know who we are. We can locate ourselves. وَسَعَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. With all these creations and sustaining the universe, he does not feel exhausted and tired. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَؤُدُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيِّ. Ever high. Exalted. Al-Azim, Almighty. Brothers and sisters, these two names, Al-Ali and Al-Azim. As you read this ayah, beautiful ayah describing Allah's majesty, contemplating those two names, Al-Ali and Al-Azim. Is anyone could be in that position after Allah gives this beautiful description of who is he? I said this explanation of this ayah and I want to do exercise. Contemplation. And brothers and sisters, this is not in a hadith or anything like that, but an exercise. I want you to reflect on it. So no one come and say, what's your dalil? Okay? An exercise that make us think about it, about this contemplation. I would like to say the name of Allah, the word Allah, and I want to pose for a few seconds. And I want you to think what felt in your heart after this ayat al-Kursi. And I will start with saying it and then pause. Ready? If you are busy with anything, please drop it. Even writing, put your pen. Concentrate. I will say the name of Allah, and I want you to think. Allah. What we think, what we feel. What you feel in our heart. Because I'm going to tell you ayah in Quran, talk about this. Who can share? Yes, yeah. He felt fear. Yes, sister. Safety. Lotf.
Greatness.
Greatness.
Hope.
Hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says, the believers are the one, when Allah's name been mentioned to them, their heart what? Be humbled. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat of the Allah recites to them, what? It increases their iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ. Some of them, if we mention Allah by himself, people don't like it. But when you mention, oh, this basketball player, and so forth, you change the subject from about Allah then to basketball. Nothing against basketball, brothers and sisters. But about the celebrity, what they're starting, Nadeem, get excited. They say, yes, I have his picture. I have him. I know how much he scored. I know his number. Excitements. إِذَا ذُكْرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ فَإِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. If other than him be mentioned, people get excited. Yeah. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make this tasbih and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala penetrate the heart. If we read the sunnah of Rasul sallam, what he used to do as dhikr is sufficient. It's enough. The other ayah I want to have you to think about it, and then I gave you a lot of homework, a lot of things to think of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, ibudu rabbakum. For those who believe, worship your Lord. Why? Why? الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. O human being, O people, worship your Lord, the one who created you. The reason of submission, of worshiping, whom should we worship? The one who made us, created us. Can we wake up in the morning, said, Allahu khalaqani. As Rasulullah used to say in this famous hadith, and have it here in dua, authentic hadith, dua al-istighfar. What Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say in istighfar? Sayyid al-istighfar. Allah, Allahu la ilaha illa ant. Anta Rabbi khalaqtani. Oh Allah, there is no God but you. You created me. Mention your name. Said Muhammad, Hassan, Ali, Fatima. Created me. خلقتني مي وانا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت وانا عبدك. You created me, I'm your servant. You know, in kingdoms, when the king or queens talk about one of their citizens, what word they use sometimes?
Subjects.
Subjects. subject. And who the queen or the king they're subject to? Who are they subject to? If they're calling other people their subjects. There's no one subject of anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because khalaqtani, you created me. Wa ana abduk, I'm your servant. The dua, it is in your paper. Say this dua of istighfar every day. Our Rasulullah, how many times you used to do istighfar? 70 times, another hadith say 100 times a day. Who are we? We need to do more istighfar. And brothers and sisters, as we do more istighfar, we're going to feel the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, in our heart. We're going to have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بُضُ رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ He created you and those who before you. You want to look to history? To see human being, mankind? Every one of them was a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the purpose of creation? What the purpose of ibadah? Why we worship Him? For our own good. So that you may achieve righteousness. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you may achieve righteousness. Then he go to a bounties, which is this exercise I want you really to do. Allah says, الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ He says, he's the one who created the earth for you. See, for you, for me, for you. He created for us. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا A place where we can walk, where you can build homes, where you can sleep. Where you can have countries, where you can have all of the things that we do on it. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً The stars and the moon and the universe. He created all of this. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً When you talk about life, brothers and sisters, don't talk about refrigerator, don't talk about VCR, don't talk about cars, don't talk about even clothing. When you talk about life, talk about basics. The sun, the heat, the oxygen, the water, that's the basics. That's what sustains human being. Now you know Maryland, in the restrictions use of water now. If you use your water more than you need, it might get fined. They're asking people because there is no rain. There's not enough rain. Basic things. Can a human being be able to make that? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end of this ayah says, therefore don't make any partner, don't commit shirk. لا تجعلوا الله أندادا. Don't make anyone equal to him. No one provide those things for you except him. He's the one who provides the earth. Do countries in Asia or in America made the earth or made their own country as a land? No. جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء وأنزل من السماء ماء the water. فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم vegetation. As you eat the apple tomorrow, don't think about Safeway, please. Don't think about Shopper, please. Don't think about Fresh Field, please. Don't think about other grocery stores. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you drink that bottle of water, please don't think about the spring water or this brand name. Look beyond those nice packages. Who provided them? We take it here for granted. And that's why one of the things I realized when I came to the United States, that, and even when I lived in Arabia, we become so attached to names and companies. We commercialize everything. You go buy milk, you think about the container about what kind of it, skim milk, how much percentage, Have you thought about the cow, about the animals that the milk came from? Have you thought about, as we get the apple, we buy it from the grocery store, about where it came from? When we sit in the dinner table, and we have vegetables, and we have salads, and we have breads, do we think what come from? We don't. Even as we get our money, it's come paper, a check, says that much amount of money. Therefore, the risk connects to the paper, the salary. And the salary connect to a company, and the company connect to a boss, your boss. And the boss connect to the company, connect to Wall Street, and the Wall Street to the stock market. Nothing that says Allah in it. That's why we take it for granted. We get afraid about our rizq because it doesn't click. There's so many hujub, veils over veils over veils, don't allow even to contemplate and think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, He put a challenge to human being. It is in the exercise. That, do you see the water you drink? Who provided it for you? Do you see the heat you have? Not, by the way, people think that only the fire that you flame. All the energies, the electricity, the heat you have in your homes, everything, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide the energy. What did it come from? If it comes from gas, where the gas come from? The electricity, how come to existence? Whatever we use, we need to take all the veils and break all the curtains and let us see the reality of things. Wallahi, inshallah, I think if I do this exercise and do this exercise, tomorrow we can feel that we'll be better believers because we become more connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will conclude by this. If you have any question, then we can ask. He has Umar and Abu Bakr with him, radiallahu anhum, visiting a man from Ansar at his home. The man provided water for them, cold water. Who have been in Hajj or Medina? Raise your hand, please. Okay. Now, Absar, how the heat in Medina in the summertime when you went? The temperature was 110. The hotel you stayed at does have air condition? The cab or the bus you took has air condition? Masjid al-Nabawi has air condition? Now, just let me take you back to history. Let us roll all of us 14, 15 century ago and visit Medina. No air condition, no Safa Hotel or Taiba Hotel or Intercontinental, all of these big hotels. No, those very nice sheets and rooms. You go to Masjid al-Nabawi, there's no air condition. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr and Umar. They provided them cold water. So there's no ice. Now you go to someone's home and says, do you want ice in the water or no ice? Because they can make it colder for you. That companion did not ask Rasulullah if you want ice, brother. He just provided a water that it felt to Rasulullah cold. Nice, cool water, cool water. Rasulullah drank from it and he put it down and he said, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. He looked to Abu Bakr and Umar in their eyes. And he said, oh people, Allah is going to ask you about this bounty he gave you, the water. Umar said about the water? He said, yes. وَلَتَسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Muslim United said, how many na'im you going to be asked about? Go to any Safeway. You find 100 type of cheese. Maybe 10 type of hummus. Maybe 20 type of breads. We select, we read the labels, don't we? We check the prices, don't we? We have that car full of grocery, nothing wrong with that, don't we? But do we think as we stand in the line, as the person taking our items one after another in the grocery bag, ولتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم ولتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم ولتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. Do we see anything that? If you bring Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf, a rich companion, has a lot of money, drop him in America, what are you gonna think? With all the wealth he has in Medina. A rich person in Medina, the maximum food he will eat is meat with bread. That's his luxury. If you eat meat in Medina, luxury. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be 1 month in his house and there's no food to be cooked. There's no vegetable, there's no meat. What he has? The best man walk on this earth. Dates and water. Al-aswadan. Al-tamr wal-ma. You think about bounties? Can we wake up in the morning and look to our children and say, Alhamdulillah? Can we walk in the morning and look to our hands and our body and say, Alhamdulillah? Can we walk to our refrigerator and open it as we pour that milk, say, Alhamdulillah? As we use what Allah provided for us, doesn't He deserve the shukr? We need to overcome this hujub. And tomorrow from morning or from tonight, make a declaration in the household. Said we would like to be conscious of Allah's ni'mah. Can we do that? Said make a sign. Said this house is the house of recognition of Allah's bounties. From the child to the wife to the husband, we want to count. We want to recognize. As we sit in the dinner table and we put that bread, we say it's a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we do that? I was asked myself and before you that by cleaning these veils and cleaning this hujub, you can feel the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become more grateful. You wake up in the morning and you can feel life because you connect with the one who gives life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can appreciate it more. The breathing, the walking, the talking, the eyes, as you look at yourself in the mirror. You know what Rasulullah used to do when he looked at himself in the mirror? Alhamdulillah, الذي أحسن خلقي وخلقتي. All praise to Allah, the one who fashioned me and made me. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does he or he ask anyone that when you do that and say, oh, I think I look handsome today, I look beautiful, maybe I can, you know, have someone flutter with me, or can. See, that was the intention. He tell us when we look to the mirror, says, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahsana khalqi. All praise to Allah, the one who fashioned me in that fashion. So that I not forget that as I walk out of the house. With all the cosmetic and plastic surgery and all the thing being spent in America. There's no appreciation because you want to be look like somebody else. Even our color, you don't like, you like to look someone else's color. La ilaha illallah, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I would like to end here, and you have in this ayat and the hadith of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. I would like you to dua when you get in the morning. There's a dua here. Let us do one dua at a time. Because as we go more in this class, we're going to learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he used to make dhikr. When he woke up in the morning, he used to say, Asbahna wa asbah al-mulku lillah. We reach the morning and still the dominion and the kingdom is belong to Allah. There's no change. There's no coup overnight. No one have taken from Allah. Asbahna wa asbah al-mulku lillah. We submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All praise due to Allah, the one who gave us life after we were dead, and to whom that we will be resurrected. All of this are dua. Inshallah, you have any issue of this exercise I gave you. Any question about them, you might ask before we break for Isha. Yes. Now.
Now. Question, not about the exercise.
Yes.
A lot of people say that what you should feel when you hear Allah or is, or the best Muslim is the one who fears Allah. So a lot of times it makes it sound as Allah, we should only be afraid of Him, and like the more you know Him, that we should like fear Him more. And there's not a lot of talk of love sometimes for those other types of people.
Inshallah, the whole session about Raja and Khawf, about seeking Allah pleasure and seeking Allah mercy, and also being what? Have Khawf, fear, or afraid to disappoint Him, or fear of His punishment. We're going to talk about that. Rahmati sabqad adabi, my mercy is before my punishment. We're going to talk about that, inshallah, in a whole session. Now.
Could you please read out for me the dua? اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك
وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت
ووعدك
نعم
ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بالله
أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء إليك بذنبي وأبوء لك بنعمتي بنعمتك علي أبوك بذنبي myself I cannot even say it now I'm not أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت نعم
صنعت
شر ما صنعت لك بنعمتك علي نعم اوكي يا سيستر جو اهيد ايدولز ذا سيستر اسكينج اباوت ايدولز ورشيبينج Human being attribute power to another human being. They think that human being has power of control, can give harm or can give good. Or someone fears someone so much that they think that they can control their life. Or someone that have love of money capture their heart. Ibad of money. Or you think that someone is in the level to be equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in asking Him. You cannot ask anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot submit yourself except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the essence of worshiping, ibadah. Therefore, there's different aliha people worship. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ibn Abbas, he was 10 years old. He said, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. I'm going to teach you few words, no big lecture. احفظ الله يحفظك be with Allah Allah will be with you احفظ الله تجيته تجاهك if you remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى you find him wherever you are in position or bad time or hard time you need Allah so you find him there for you إذا سألت فاسأل الله if you ask anyone ask Allah no one else إذا سألت فاسأل الله إذا استعنت فاستعن بالله if you seek help seek it from Allah وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ If all people gathered to give you something Allah said no to it, they will not be able to do so. Unless Allah permitted. If all of them gathered to harm you, they will not be able to do that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it be. رُفِعَتَ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتُ الصُّحُبُ All pen are lifted and the book are dry. Finished. And that to 10 years old. Can you imagine this? One of the things I'm going to talk to tomorrow about Rasulullah Sallam, it is this characteristic of Rasulullah Sallam. By the way, Rasulullah Sallam, some of this hadith, he would grab a companion and then talk to him beautiful hadith that we enjoy. This young man, it happened that he was behind Rasulullah Sallam in his camel. Then this beautiful hadith, 10 years old, he didn't say, you are a young person, wait until I give a lecture in the masjid, you're going to hear what I'm going to say. Ya ghulam, oh young man, I'm going to teach you a few words. And the ghulam says, Labbayka wa sa'adayka ya Rasulullah. I'm all listening, oh Rasulullah. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله. Beautiful hadith. To Ibn Abbas, 10 years old, كنت ورديف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was behind him in his camel. You know, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also one time was walking with Mu'adh. He said, Ya Mu'adh, should I teach you something? Mu'adh said, yes. He did not. Every time he gets an opportunity, talk to the companions, teach them something. And we're going, inshallah, tomorrow, I'm not making any commercial about this, but we'd like to learn about the Rasulullah Sallam, not only a set of a hadith. I'm not going to open Riyad al-Salihin or Bukhari and read a hadith for you, but I'm going to tell you a hadith and the story behind them. So they become connected with the personality of Rasulullah Sallam. When we leave here, we become more in love with Rasulullah Sallam. We think of Rasulullah Sallam. When we drive, you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Because you overwhelmed with a story or something come hit your brain about Rasulullah Sallam, or your heart actually. Then you overwhelmed and said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. That's inshallah for next Friday. I would like to conclude because we're going to stop now for Isha. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك اللهم نسألك خير هذه الليلة وخير ما فيها ونعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها ونسألك التوفيق فيها اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل قلوبنا عامرة بالإيمان يا رب العالمين oh Allah make our heart full of iman of taqwa of your remembrance oh Allah oh Allah you ask you the best of this night oh Allah make us gain what is be pleased to you oh Allah in this night Oh Allah, make us abstain and stay for whatever might displease you in this night. Oh Allah, protect us and our family. Oh Allah, make us gather with the Rasulullah in paradise. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, accept our dua. Oh Allah, accept our gathering, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon. Wa Salaamu Alaykum Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh. Jazakumullah Khair.